To ensure you really understand how to do this process, I've included a video. All you have to do is to go to the description of this track, click on the link, and watch the video. If you've gone through this process two or three times before and you know the steps to make this process happen, you can skip ahead past the instructions at 3 minutes and 55 seconds. This process was first developed by Walt Disney. He used this process to create big, bold, ambitious dreams, and more importantly, he was able to execute them because he created them in this special, powerful way. In this exercise, I'm going to ask you to get a blank sheet of paper and draw three circles on the paper. One circle will be labeled creativity. The second one will be labeled improvement, and the third one will be labeled process. And we're going to use these spots as anchors. We're going to access a moment in time where you felt incredibly creative. We're going to go back to that moment and harness that feeling you had back then and bring it back and place it on the paper right at that spot. It'll be like an anchor to remind you to access that feeling. And when you go through the process, you're going to find that this feeling is real, genuine, powerful. And that ability to do that is going to change your life. And then I'm going to get you to think about a particular time where you improved something in such a powerful way that you felt amazing. And you're going to go back to that memory and you're going to see what you saw back then and hear what you heard back then. And you'll access that feeling you had back then. And I'm going to bring it back into your body. We're going to crank it up so it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. I'm going to place it on the paper at that exact circle marked improvement. And then finally, you're going to think of a time where you were that process person, where you figured out the steps to take to make something happen. You're going to go back to that memory when you were amazing at it. Go back to that memory and you're going to see what you saw back then and hear what you heard back then. And when you do those two things, that will allow you to access that feeling. We're going to crank it up and place it on the paper. And the reason we do that is we'll have three markers on the paper that have an emotion each. The first one has creativity. The second one has your ability to improve. The third one has your ability to be that process person. And then I'm going to invite you to think about the future you want to build. And if you just thought about it, you would do a good job. But if you put your finger on that creativity spot, that creativity feeling comes flooding back into your body and it changes your brain chemistry. So you're in that super creative mode. And then, and only then, do I ask you to create this future. And because you're feeling this amazing feeling of creativity when you were best at it, you create this amazing, compelling future that has no hint of you holding yourself back. This is pure creativity. And once you've created this amazing future that you want, then I'm going to get you to put your finger into the improvement spot so you have the brain chemistry for improvement. You'll be able to look at the future you created. And because you have that brain chemistry of being that super improver, you're going to be able to figure out what needs changing in that future to make it even more compelling, even more powerful, even more certain. Once you've done that, you're going to put your finger in the process spot and you're going to be that process person that figures out the step by step to make things happen. I'm going to take this new and improved future and you're going to figure out the steps to get there because you have that brain chemistry. This is going to allow you to go from idea in the first circle to make it better in the second circle, to improve it in the third circle, get that process. And when you've got that compelling future, we're going to run through the cycle again. So you get more creativity on it, you get more improvement on it, you get more process on it. And with two rounds of that, you'll be able to think of a compelling future. You'll have the plan in place to make it happen, and it'll change your life. Get ready to begin. Take a deep breath in, hold it for 4 seconds, and as you slowly let it out, close your eyes and relax them completely. Take another cleansing breath in, hold it for 4 seconds, and this time, as you release it, let go of any tension or tightness you might be feeling in your body, and this causes you to relax deeper and deeper. Take another cleansing breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and this time, as you let it out, let go of any negative thoughts that might be going around in your head, and this causes you to become even more relaxed. And then finally, take another deep breath in, hold it for 4 seconds, and this time as you release it, let go of any emotions that don't support you, so the only thing that you hear is the sound of my voice. And any other sound that you hear will just be a signal to your body to double the relaxation, so you go deeper and deeper. To begin, all you have to do is ask that part of your mind that's the judge that monitors everything. Ask that part of your mind just to step away for a little while so you can go through this process. And that way, the transformation will be deeper. What I want you to do is just have a piece of paper right before you with three circles on it. Each one of the circles is labeled. The first circle is entitled Creativity. The second circle is entitled Improvement. And the third circle is entitled Better Process. So I want you to think about a particular time where you felt incredibly creative, and it could have been last week, last month, or when you were just a little child with a world. You could imagine new worlds in wondrous ways, and you were super creative. All you need to think about is a particular moment from your past when you felt incredibly creative. And when you have that moment in time, go back to that memory fully and completely. I'll give you another 5 seconds to recall that event and go back to it fully and completely. As you go back there, I want you to see what you saw back then when you were so creative. And I want you to hear what you heard back then when you felt creative. And when you do those two things, you start to feel that creativity in your body. Just take one of your hands and imagine you have a volume knob that can turn that feeling up. Notice where in your body you feel that creativity. And with that volume knob, crank up the feeling so it gets even stronger. Crank it up some more so it gets stronger and stronger, so your entire body is vibrating with that creativity. And go ahead, crank it up one more time. And as you're doing that, I want you to take your index finger and put it in the circle marked creativity. And as you're touching the paper there, allow that feeling of creativity to flow out of your body, all the way down your arm, through your finger, into the piece of paper in that circle marked creativity. And in a couple seconds, all that creativity gets anchored or gets put in that circle on that paper. And notice that the creativity in your body is all drained away. Lift up your finger, take a deep breath in, let it go for a moment. And now when you put your finger back on that circle, notice, bam, how quickly that creativity surges through your body. And as you're feeling it strongly, what I want you to do is I want you to get that volume knob again, crank up the feeling even more, and then let that feeling of creativity go through your entire body, down your arm, through that finger, and place it back in that circle marked creativity. Excellent. Phase one is done, and you have created this circle that has creativity in it. Now, in the second circle, called improvement, I want you to think of a particular time from your past, a particular moment when you were in that mode where you looked at something and you improved it. You just knew what needed to happen. You were elegant, you were powerful, and you were strategic. Just think about that particular moment in time when you were in that improvement mode. When you have that memory, and I'll give you 5 seconds to go get it. Now that you have that particular memory, go back to that memory fully and completely, and I want you to see what you saw back then when you're in that improvement mode, the ninja of improvement. I want you to see what you saw back then, hear what you heard back then, and as you start feeling that feeling of being able to improve anything, I want you to notice where in your body you feel it. And when you have it, I want you to imagine you have that volume knob again and crank that feeling up so it gets stronger and stronger. Crank it up even more so it gets even more stronger. Excellent. One more time, crank it up, and then take your index finger, go to that circle marked improvement, place your finger there, and drain all this improvement from your body into that circle right on that spot. And when all the improvement is gone, that feeling of being an amazing person and improving, lift up your finger, take a deep breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and slowly let it out. And now let's test it. Put your finger in that improvement circle, and as soon as you pop it there, notice how quickly, how powerfully improvement starts flowing in your body. That's right. Now that you have it, I want you to imagine you have that volume knob again. Crank it up even more. Crank it up even more. And as you crank it up, you feel better. You feel more able to be that amazing improvement person. Excellent. Take a deep breath in and release all that improvement feeling into that spot on the paper and lift up your hand. Take another deep breath, let it out slowly. And now I want you to think of a particular time where you were that process person, where you just knew what you needed to do to make that happen. There was a plan and you figured out the steps that were needed to make that plan happen. Think of a memory where you were that person, the ability to create a process elegantly, powerfully. And when you think of that memory of you being that process person, I want you to go back to it fully and completely. See what you saw back then and hear what you heard back then. And when you do those two things, you start feeling that ability to process. Notice where you feel it in your body. And now bring up that volume knob again. Crank up that feeling so it gets stronger and stronger. Go ahead, crank it up even more. Even more. Crank it up one last time so it's really, really strong. Take your index finger, place it inside the circle called process, and let the feeling go out of your body all the way into that piece of paper, leaving it there. And once it's there, lift up your hand, take a deep breath in, let it go slowly, and place your finger back in that process circle and notice, bam, how quickly that feeling of being that amazing process person comes flooding back in your body. And now that you're feeling it there, get that volume knob, crank it up even more, and then release that feeling from your body down your arm through that finger and place it inside that circle called process. Excellent. Now we've got the foundation to use to allow you to think at a much higher level so you can create a future that's worthy of you. Something amazing, something powerful, something inspirational, something that's going to draw you to that future. To do that, I want you to take a deep breath in and with your index finger, place it inside that creativity circle. And as soon as you do that, notice how quickly that creativity comes flooding back in your body. And now that you feel that feeling of creativity, your brain is set to be highly creative. And I want you to imagine a future, maybe 10 years out, maybe 20 years out, something that would be amazing, powerful, something that would be your destiny. I'm going to give you a minute to really map out what this future looks like. And as you're mapping this future out, notice what you're doing for a living. Notice where you live, what your family looks like, what you look like, how strong are you, how powerful are you? How at peace are you? The minute starts now. Just start imagining this amazing future that you want to build. Something that would be compelling and powerful, that would allow you to motivate your entire life and transform it so you're driven to create that certain future. Excellent. Good exercise, right? You've had this ability to use your massive creativity to create this compelling future. I'm going to take that creation, that future that you've created, take your finger off the paper from creativity and move it over to improvement. And as soon as you place the finger there, bam, that feeling of improvement comes flooding into your body. And as it comes flooding into your body and your brain, I want you to take a look at that compelling future you just designed and figure out how to improve it. And that feeling of being that great improver is going to help you figure out what needs changing, what needs to be made better, what needs to be pulled back. As that process happens, and it'll happen easily because you have that feeling, the body chemistry, the brain chemistry that allows you to be in that improvement mode right now, I'm going to give you a minute to improve the vision you just created so it's more realistic, so it's more powerful, so it's more compelling, so it's more certain. Thank you. what you've done is two steps, right? You have used your creativity, that anchor for creativity on the paper, and imagined this brave new world for you. And then you went into improvement and you made that future better, more doable, more executable, bigger, bolder, whatever needed changing, you changed it. And now once you take the finger off that improvement circle and move it over to process, and as soon as you place it down, bang, that feeling of being that process person comes flooding back into your body. And with that feeling and that brain chemistry, I want you to take that better future that you just improved and figure out what's the process to get from where you are right now to get way out there in the future so it's a certainty. I'm going to give you a minute to figure out what processes need to be created to allow you to build that amazing, compelling future. In that short amount of time, you were able to create this amazing, compelling future for yourself, and then you use the power of your mind to improve it so it was even better. And once again, you use the amazing power of your mind with that feeling of being the best process person, and you made that future real, tangible. You know the steps to get there. Now I'm going to take this new, improved, better vision of the future, and we're going to make it better. Now I want you to put your finger in the creativity spot again. Let that creativity feeling come flooding back into your body. Bam, it comes in. Then you take a look at this bright new future you created that you ran through the process once. Take that future and take a minute to think bigger dreams. Take this future you've created and make it better, more creative, more compelling, more forceful. Something that draws you from where you are right now to where you want to go. Take a minute to do that. Excellent. Now that you've got this new and improved and better future, I want you to put your finger in the improvement spot. And as that feeling of improvement comes flooding back into your body, I want you to improve that new and improved image you have. And I want you to figure out what needs changing to make it more powerful, make it more compelling, make it more real, make it more certain. Take a minute to do that. Thank you. superb. And now finally, I want you to take your finger, put it back in the process spot, and as that feeling of being process person, as that comes flooding back in, I want you to take that new and improved future that you've built and go through the process steps so you figure out exactly how to get there from where you are right now. Take a minute to do that. Excellent. Now you have this amazing future of what you want to build with your life. Now that you've got this future, I want you to just for a moment imagine living that future. And as you do that, as you imagine living it, notice a picture pops up in your mind's eye that represents that amazing, compelling, beautiful future for you. And when you see that picture, that is the avatar. That is the programming in your mind to make that happen. What I want you to do is I want you to improve the brightness of that picture and notice how that picture gets more stronger and how you feel better, more powerful, more certain. I want you to make that picture bigger so it becomes massive, maybe life-size, maybe bigger than life-size. And as that happens, it makes you feel amazing, right? And now I want you to move that picture closer to your face so it becomes more compelling, more certain. And now knowing that, I want you to know that this is your future. This is a foregone conclusion. And as you see yourself there, way in the future, living this amazing life, I want you to notice what that you from the future looks like, how you stand, how you sit, how you move, how you breathe, how you interact with people. Take a look at that you out there in the future and then invite that you to come floating back in time and space, all the way back to where you're listening to my voice. And that future you, whoosh, steps into your body, bringing that blueprint. So it's a certainty that this compelling future that you've designed is, in fact, your reality. At the count of three, I want you to come back, ready to take on the rest of your day. One, you are amazing, you're powerful, you can create anything your heart desires. Number two, you have incredible resources that you can bring to bear to take action in a compelling way to make things happen. And three, now you have this compelling future of what you truly, deeply want to build.